you know what you want for Christmas?
A cute toy.
No, I just want my family back.
That's what I want for Christmas.
We'll see what Santa can do, okay?
It's Christmas, so be of good cheer.
Merry Christmas.
Tis the season to watch telly on Channel 4. Stream now.
Today you'll learn the wellness basics that still work. How to get more energy, lower stress, and age better without extreme routines. And Phil is going to give us 5 things that you can start with this week. If this helps, I want you to follow the advisor with Stacey Jalemi on Apple, Spotify, and subscribe to your YouTube at Stacey Jalemi Advisor. It helps more people get real health tools. Now, my guest today is a very special guest. His name is Phil Vella, and he is from vitabella.com. He is all about practical, sustainable health and wellness. Phil, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. I just want to jump in, but tell everybody briefly about yourself.
Scottsdale, Arizona, founder of Vitabella Health. I come from 20 years in tech, and I was down on life. I was 30% body fat. I was chunky, no energy. I didn't feel good. I didn't look good. And I happened to just found, I found a new life in health and hormones and peptides and nutrition, and, shredded myself 65 pounds of fat, added 18 pounds of muscle, and brought my life back. So I said to myself, holy hell, there has to be a world of people out there that want to do the exact same. They just don't know how. They can't afford it. And there's no company out there that does everything across the board in one place. You've got to go to 3-4 companies. So we designed and developed Vitabella to bring it to market.
I love it. I love it. Now, when people tell you, I'm trying to be healthy, what do you see them doing that really doesn't move the needle?
People say, I go to the gym. Right. I go to the gym and I'm not getting the impact, or, I'm dieting. Right. Or I'm even taking hormones. So many people, I'm taking the hormones. It's just not working. Even men, I'm taking testosterone. I'm not gaining muscle. None of these one individual things, outside of probably the GLP-1s, tirzepatide or semaglutide, work without you doing the other things. Like, for example, people think testosterone, men specifically, I'm going to get huge on testosterone. If you're not lifting heavy and you're not eating enough calories, you're building nothing. You'll feel better, but you're not building anything. And so women, I go back to is they're dieting. First of all, no diet technically works. It is a math formula. Calories in, calories out. That's it. It's like a gas tank of your car. If you keep putting gas into your car, eventually the gas is going to blow up in your face. You got to let go of the pump. Our bodies keep that gas. So we just hold down, the pump, and it just keeps on filling it up in our stomach and our hips and our butts, and you continuously get. So I think the biggest piece is no one individual life change is going to cause a severe effect. Now, it will help, but if you're really looking to dial in things, it's going to be a combination of ensuring your sleep, ensuring your nutrition, ensuring your gym workout, aerobic, anaerobic exercising. It's going to be dialing in the basics of life and finding balance. Like, that's truly what it is. It's finding balance. No over-consuming. Don't overdo it in the gym and get hurt. Don't go to a caloric deficit to where you have no energy. Don't undersleep. Don't oversleep. So, you get out of rhythm. There's so many different things. It's balance and moving the needle slowly in all things.
Oh, 100%. Now, how much of health is food and movement, and how much is stress, sleep, and mindset?
It's a great question. And I'd venture to say, if anybody answered that with scientific evidence, they're lying, because health is, it's 50, medicine in our bodies is 50% science and 50% art. I have a really cool video that I put online of two identical twins. That means the same DNA. They live in the same household. They identically, aesthetically, almost look the same. Their bodies are the same. They eat the same. They do the same activities. And we gave them two of the exact same protocols, and they had two completely different results. And one would think, same DNA, how could that possibly take place? And that's because we're all truly different, even the DNA, identical DNA, pardon me, resulted in a different result. And so it comes down to figuring out what works well for you. So going in, you know, you need them all. I'd say gut health, you know, companies like us wouldn't exist if people would get their food and nutrition right. I mean, literally, it is the, you know, you are what you eat is funny when we're children, but it couldn't be more true. I mean, gut health is so important. It's responsible for your energy, you know, the building blocks of your body, making you feel good, you know, not bloated, lethargic. There's so much that goes into nutrition. It's one of the keys. And you can't deny one or the other. I mean, you've got nutrition, you've got working out. Again, it goes back to balance and ensuring sleep. People don't understand sleep. The importance of sleep couldn't be more overlooked. And It's where your body releases your first hour of sleep, even specifically. That's your delta sleep. And that's where you're releasing the most growth hormone. That's where you're getting the absolute best possible repair in your body. It's so important not to have that first hour even interrupted, let alone sleeping the correct amount of time. But, you know, what are we doing? We're on our phones. We're constantly, you know, not at rest with our brains. We don't have a rhythm, you know, in place and a routine in place to ensure sleep.
Right. That's so true. Now, for someone who's listening who feels behind, what's the first 24-hour steps you'd like to have them take?
You know, I represent VitaBella.com. So the first step is understanding that you want better for yourself, making a decision, right? You have to make a decision. I'm not happy where I am in life. I think and know I can be better. And then making that decision. VitaBella.com is Vita Bella Health is an amazing company in that it's healthy, not just for the wealthy. So it's an affordable and accessible platform for all people to come, engage, learn, and get with a doctor and build out a custom protocol. So the first step is signing up for blood work. Blood work is the GPS of the body. For those of you that are my age, we had maps. They unfolded back in the day and we had to flip them out. For the younger generation, they have never seen a map outside of Google Maps and Apple Maps. But the first step of going in any direction is knowing where you are. And that's what lab work is. Lab work is the GPS location of where are you at today? Where are you at right this moment? And once we understand where you are, then you can help us and we can help you determine where we're going. And so that's the first step, is understanding lab work. After you get your labs done, you spend 45 minutes with one of our doctors. They walk you through your lab work. They walk you through all of your health history. They try to understand all of your goals. And then at the end of that conversation, they put together and customize a protocol direct for you. It's end to end on anything that you're looking to accomplish. But the first step is just make a decision you want better for yourself. I mean, too many times, analysis paralysis, you know, I really want it, but I'm not going to make a decision. And in our household, we have a motto, and that is, if you're complaining about it and you're not doing anything about it, you're not allowed to talk about it.
Right.
And so stop complaining and do something.
I love that. Now let's talk energy. Why are so many people tired by 2 p.m.?
I mean, one of the biggest problems is food. We're not eating the correct nutrition at certain times. People aren't dialed in. More importantly, you know, mitochondria. As we age, our mitochondria, you know, my mitochondria, by the way, it's the powerhouse, the nuclear power plant of every cell in our body. It diminishes over time. And there's so many products that can go in and help repair your mitochondria, or even prevent the breakdown in the first place. Things like NAD plus, which is like the rave of the industry right now, right? Yeah. NAD plus, the anti-aging benefits of NAD plus is profound. You have things like SS31, 5-amino-1-MQ. It really helps repair the mitochondria in the body, which, you know, it's responsible for ATP. It's responsible for taking our nutrition and turning it into energy. And yeah. I think that's the bigger problem is we are so deficient with our nutrition. Therefore, we are deficient and our mitochondria is defunct. You know, it's not performing up to task and we're doing nothing about it. And so our hormones are low, right? Male and female hormones. And it always depends on our audience, Stacey.
Yeah.
Who are we talking to? What are their age? If we're talking to 35 plus year old women and men, hormones, mitochondria, nutrition, exercise, sleep. I mean, the list goes on and on. We suck in all areas of life. And so like making a decision, like if you want more energy, it's a decision and then it's systematic discipline to make a change.
100%. Now, what does a good morning routine look like if the goal is all day energy?
Again, unique to everyone. Me personally, I wake up with a lot of energy, mad at the world. So if I were to go to, you know, if I were to go to the office without working out, that'd be bad for everyone, including me. I wouldn't have staff left. But I think the biggest thing is I love to start my day out in the gym. It releases the most endorphins. It releases a ton of dopamine in the body. It gets blood flow going and it starts my day out well.
Yeah.
So it's so important that I start like that. Nutrition wise, I dial in all of my vitamins in the morning. I dial in all of my, you know, an amazing breakfast to start the day, you know, low carb so it doesn't weigh me down.
Yeah.
And I think it's just important for you to come up with a routine that is the same every day. Let's start there. Your routine needs to be systematic and disciplined. If you wake up and read for 20 minutes, wake up and read every day for 20 minutes. Feed your mind, feed your soul. Whether that's a Bible, self-help, or something that you want to get lost in fiction, it shouldn't matter. Just stick to the routine. And do the things that make you feel the best. I truly think that it's different for everyone. Me personally, you know, there's a lot of people, I could never go to the gym in the morning. Try it. Try anything for 30 days and see what happens to your life. Try any diet for 30 days. Try any workout routine for 30 days. Try any hormone for 30 days. Anything for 30 days sustained will have an impact on your life, and you should be able to see measurable results and feel measurable results. So just try something different, try something new. Personally, if you're getting good sleep, you can wake up early. It also depends on when you go to bed. I go to bed very early. I look a lot older, or I look a lot younger than I am. I'm a lot older. I feel like I'm 90 when I go to bed at night at like 8:30. But I love to wake up at 4 a.m. and go right to the gym. So it's just keeping your rhythm and keeping balance in your life.
Wow, 4 a.m. My husband gets up at 5:20 to go to the gym. And I thought 5:20 was really early.
Yeah.
I love it. Wait,
you'd be surprised how many people are in the gym at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing how many people are in the gym. And the best part about it is, these are people that have lives. They're not there to talk. This isn't the country club experience. These people are coming into the gym and they're dead serious about being in the gym in the morning. They are busting their butt. They are moving the needle and they are trying to create the absolute best version of themselves. So it's amazing watching them. And it's more uplifting in the morning. In my opinion, you go for the 10, 11 o'clock, everybody's at social hour at the gym. You might as well have alcohol, serve drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. I don't feel like anybody's doing too much. And if you are, you know, people are looking at, look at this guy making noises. Look at this guy sweating so much, right? Everybody's talking about you. At 4:30 a.m., no one cares. They're all supporting, and they all want you to do your best.
Wow. Now, what do you like people to eat for steady energy? Is it protein, fiber, hydration, timing? Like, what's really good for energy?
I think foods high in electrolytes are important for the body. I think high carb diets, you know, starches, things of that nature deplete, right? They're great for energy reserves, but I think they're going to deplete, you know, your energy. Yeah. At that moment, they weigh you down. You know, that feeling after lunch, if you have pasta, I think protein and sticking to a very high protein diet has been very helpful for me specifically. It's been helpful for a ton of our patients, but dialing in nutrition is key. And again, it's crazy. You know, they have so much research on blood type and all of these other things. Yeah. And so it's 50% art, 50% science. It'd be criminal for me to give every person the exact same regimen, the exact same thing. Personally, though, just speaking for myself, high protein, lower carb, good fruits, amazing vegetables, extreme hydration. And just making sure that you have, you know, high nutrition, you know, very, you know, rich in antioxidants, rich in vitamins, and a very good balance. I wouldn't say get rid of carbs completely. You know, there's these extreme people out there, but limit the amount of breads and pastas and things of that nature. Or if you have to have them, there's so many options that are high protein. You can get the high protein options. You get the high fiber options. You can get the things made from chickpeas. And so there's so many different options.
They're actually lighter on your stomach and you don't have that heaviness that and doesn't make you tired. Where when you eat regular pasta, you feel that heaviness after you eat it, or you get tired right after you eat it. You'll see like relatives after you eat pasta. If you're, you know, in a family that likes pasta, half of them are sleeping on the couch already. You know, it's like, you know, but you don't get that when you eat the protein pasta or the fiber pasta or the chickpea pasta for sure.
I think our pasta in America sucks, period. Like you go to pasta in Italy, I'm from Italy, Italian. And so when you go to Italy, you can eat pasta every day and it's not the same as eating our pasta here. So depending on your pasta and your sourcing of your pasta, that could also determine, you know, how you feel and whatnot.
Well, theirs isn't processed. Ours is. That's the difference. Now, when it comes to movement, what's your minimum effective dose for people who sit down all day?
First, sitting down all day sucks. Like, you just need to get up, period. Yeah. Your break should be movement. You should be get up and moving, blood flow. You can do standing squats. You can do anything, you know, in an office. I sit in an office, right? But you still walk around. You still get energy. I think a good amount is at least 30 minutes of I wouldn't say exercise, but 30 to 45 minutes of activity every single day to keep blood flow, to keep, you know, muscle contraction and things of that nature going in, right? Depending on whether that's gym, walking uphill on a treadmill, something where you're getting good blood flow and you're helping your body, you know, break down things to feel the best version of itself.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Now, what's one thing people do at night that destroys their sleep and that they don't realize it? Yes.
Phone. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, get off your phone, turn off the TV, and get into a rhythm. That's it. That's all you have to do. And stop eating before bed, right? Yeah. Stop eating right before bed. People get that last, you know, they wake up right before, like, that's going to make a difference. One, you're just adding unnecessary calories. Two, you're going to bed anyways. You're not going to be hungry while you're sleeping. So kick the meal before bed. Get off your phone. Get off your TV. Come into a rhythm and focus on self-care. Like, what are you doing? Go wash your face. Put on a mask. Put on some lotion. Do something. Read a book. Get yourself dialed in and prepared for sleep instead of keeping yourself anxious on TV and your phone and everything else.
I agree. Now, you said wellness is everything in between. Like, how big of a role does stress play?
I mean, stress, the cortisol released in your body adds to your fat, depletes muscle, makes you hungry. There's so many things that cortisol does to the body. And what's funny is stress is created. Like, stress isn't even like stress. Like, these are made up things. Like, we created stress. Like, wait, what? Yeah, no, we created it. This isn't a hormone in our body. We self-created stress in our own minds. So you can seamlessly uncreate stress in your own mind and feel amazing. You just put it down. When you walk into the house, put the bag down at the front door, go in, love your family, and stop stressing about things that, quite frankly, you can't even control in that moment anyways.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's a great answer. And when we talk about aging well, what actually matters? Is it muscle, mobility, glucose, or something else?
You know, all of it matters. Glucose is one of the biggest things that pushes aging. Muscle, specifically, Peter Attia talks about it, and Huberman and everything else. Like, your leg muscles is the single largest indicator of your lifespan right now. Yeah. Leg muscles are the single biggest indicator. Why? It's because as we get older, what do we die from? Falls. So many people that fall at a certain age, we'll call it 70-something years old. That could be wrong. Don't quote me on this.
Yeah.
But like 60, 70% of them or something and end up never recovering completely from that. And so many end up dying during that period. And you're like, wow, how important have muscle become at that point? And so focusing on, you know, keeping muscle, maintaining muscle, and limiting your sugar intake, because sugar is why you get all of your, you know, feeds your cancers, right? They say dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all of this, it destroys telomeres in your face. So limiting your sugars and making sure that you maintain muscle, I think is pretty important.
I agree 100%. Now, supplements and trends are everywhere. How do you decide what's worth it and what's just noise?
I think the biggest things right now are peptides. Like, there's really only three main supplements that I can think of that we absolutely need. Most people that make like a big impact: magnesium glycinate before bed, huge, vitamin D, zinc, and I'll even throw in creatine, right? There's more studies on creatine that we see than almost anything else.
Yeah.
But then dialing in hormones and peptides. I mean, when you think about supplements, you think about prescription medications like hormones, peptides. For a woman, making sure that your hormones are dialed in, your progesterone, your estradiol, making sure that you've got enough testosterone in your body. And then peptides. There's so many peptides that are in the market, and people are so afraid of peptides. Yeah. And you're like, guys, peptides have been around for 100+ years that we've known about them. And the first peptide has saved maybe a 500 million lives. It's called insulin. Like, it's crazy to think about. Peptides are nothing more than messengers of the body. It tells the body what to do.
Exactly.
And they're short chains of amino acids, typically less than 50. If it's more than 50, we call it a protein. Why are people afraid of peptides? They shouldn't be. Why are women afraid of testosterone? They shouldn't be. I'm going to give you kind of a quick example. We had a woman come to us, and most of the women, by the way, over 40, for whatever reason, we test, are in single-digit testosterone levels. Single-digit. To give you an idea, my testosterone is about 1,000. Mm-hmm. Hers was 8. 8.
Wow.
And typically, you like to see women in the 60 to 70 range. It's considered optimized. And I'm not good at math, but imagine a 500% increase, 8 to say 60, 500% increase in testosterone, 600% increase, 700% increase in your testosterone in your body. What that does for you as a woman. It doesn't make you bulky. It doesn't put hair on your chest. It doesn't deepen your voice. It makes you a bad bee. It literally does. It literally, you walk different. You talk different. You show up different. You're motivated. You're driven. You feel like the best version of you, Stacey. It creates. 100%. Yeah, it creates. The smile that you have right now is what I get to see when I talk to women. A month into testosterone treatment, you're like, holy cow. And she goes, Phil, you don't understand. You don't understand what my life is like. No, I get it. I was the same. Like, I talked to her. She goes, no, you don't get it. You really don't get it. I promise you, I understand. And so it's amazing to get on the phone with women. Like, men, we've got egos and pride. And, you know, we're like, yeah, it was okay. I feel good. But women, they're just very vocal. Because the difference is so dramatic in life, you know, you become a better mom, your libido goes through the roof. Like, yeah. You know, you're saving marriages with just testosterone by itself because women become into their husbands again. Yeah. And we don't talk about that. Like, why is this not talked about on a regular basis? We talk about estrogen. We talk about progesterone. We need to be talking about testosterone in women as a baseline conversation of women over the age of 35 and 40, and even younger if you're deficient. But it's a game changer. And then going into peptides, my God, are there 7,000 peptides? 7,000. There's a peptide for everything. You want to lose weight, you've got your GLP-1s. You want to have better skin, you've got GHKCU. You want to have more muscle, you want to prevent muscle cannibalization while you're losing weight. You've got your GHRPs, your tesamorelin, impamorelin, you've got sermorelin, you've got hexamer, so many different things in that category. You get injured. You got BPC and PDA, pentadecaarginate. Like, you drank too much the night before. You inject glutathione. It will literally cleanse the liver. And I'm gonna do a shout out for glutathione. We go to school. We go to school, even in college. When we don't learn about the mother of all antioxidants, never, not one time do we learn about the mother and the master of the immune system.
Oh, yeah.
But yet it's out there and it literally is such a game changer for the body. It cleanses the liver, you know, snap, and it's amazing. And so you could literally go out, have two glasses of wine, inject glutathione when you go home. Not that this is the prime use case. Let me be clear, full disclosure. But wake up in the morning, go right to the gym like you never did it.
Right.
That's the magic and how powerful some of these peptides are. We're just not educated on them. And it's time that we really start bringing them the mainstream. It's going to screw the pharmaceutical industry because we're going to get less sick. We're going to be stronger. We're going to be better. But ideally, isn't that what we all want anyways? Preventative medicine, functional medicine over prescription and treating disease. This is the future.
Oh yeah. I started with hormone therapy at 39 and I feel like, you know, they gave me blood tests. I had like 0.05 testosterone in my body left. I had, that's like nothing. And then I had 0.05, you know, progesterone left. My estrogen was okay. But once they started to give it to me, 3 months, I started to notice a little difference. 6 months, I started to notice a big difference. And then 9 months, I felt like a totally new person. I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm in my early 30s at 53. And I feel like my mindset is in my 20s. Like I feel like completely like a different person. And it's so easy to maintain. You just go for your blood work, you know, and you find out what vitamins you're deficient in, you find out what nutrients you're deficient in. So you keep your body balanced all around, you know, it's wonderful, man.
I went first, congratulations in your 50s, feeling in your 30s. And I will give you a similar pathway is I was a bio age of, I believe, 55 or 57, bio age of 55 or 57 prior to going on Vita Bella's protocols. Today, I've got a bio age of 27 years old.
That's awesome.
Which is crazy. I look different. I feel different. I look younger today, and these photos are online on Vita Bella. I put them in the videos. They're embarrassing, but who cares what you used to look like? What do you look like today?
Right.
Like, that's what matters is who cares about the past? People got short-term memory.
Right.
I looked a completely different version. I feel the best I ever have. I look the best I ever have. I show up better, more energy, and more confidence than I've ever had in my life. And I think that's the key is people don't get how close they are to living their best life.
Yeah.
It's a decision, right? Going back to your earlier conversation, this is a decision away from where you are right now to living a life you could have never imagined for what? A few hundred dollars a month?
Exactly.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it makes a, such a big difference. Like, I feel like you also, like, I look back at my old pictures and then I look at my current pictures and I feel like I felt like fugly when I look back at those pictures and I feel like a fermented sauce, like an Italian sauce that's been like cooking for like a couple of hours and then it's like, wow, this is like great, you know? I like feel like completely different, you know, that I've gone through this. So yeah, it's great. I recommend it to anybody. I'm with you on this for sure. Now, before we go, I just want to ask you one question, Bill. So if you we were pro we promised the listeners five concrete actions, would you share five things that they could do this week to start feeling better?
First thing is just get your nutrition dialed in. Like, make sure your food is healthy food. If you're eating shit fast food, shame on you. It's not going to get you where you need to be. Whole foods, healthy foods, fresh foods. It's very simple. You don't need Google. You don't need any of these things to get it done. You walk in the grocery store, and if you actually have to look at the label and there's more than three things on it, that's a mistake. Next. Very simple. When we're talking about sleep, we need to make sure that we're getting enough sleep, right? You should be getting at least 7, 8 hours a day. Go to bed earlier, get into a rhythm. Next is to make sure that you get enough activity.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna back up, so I'll say it so that way you can bridge it. I'm gonna also include, you guys can bridge this. Where was I? I was at sleep, I was at nutrition, sleep, then nutrition.
Nutrition and sleep. Just
Where did I, where
keeping
was
up
my,
with that.
I got it. All right, so we're at nutrition, sleep, it just brain fogged that recording. See, I need to get better at this interruptions. Let's see, nutrition, sleep. Pause me for a second. Sorry.
Yeah, no
Nutrition,
worries.
sleep, hormones, peptides. I was going to get to after. All right, got it. Ready? So after nutrition, after sleep, I would look at activity, being outside, doing things at the gym, whatever you can do, whatever it is, if whether it's hiking, shopping with friends, be mobile. Walking is the king of just getting blood flow through the body, right? They say get 10,000 steps in a day, that'd be amazing. And then that includes sunlight, right? Vitamin D. So many of the people, you'd be surprised how many people are deficient on vitamin D. I know I'm trying to stick to the script here, but vitamin D is crazy in the amount of people that are deficient. Get your butts outside and get in the sun. I don't care about this nonsense of cancers and other things. It's crazy, the stuff I see online. And then the last two is dial in your hormones and get on a good peptide protocol. Is, you know, I can throw hydration in with all of this, but get your hormones checked and get on a peptide and hormone protocol. Your blood work is the key to success. It really is. It's the key to success to dial those things in. And peptides are just going to take you where you are to where you want to be, right? So that it's literally the accelerator. And I frown upon people that say it's cheating. Because is it cheating? Because I'll ask everybody that says it's cheating. I was like, did you walk to work this morning? Oh, you drove. Crazy. You drove to work this morning. Wow, that's cheating. You should have walked. And they're like, no. I was like, why? Because it's faster, it's safer, it's more effective. Why would you not do it? And if you can afford it, why, furthermore, would you not do it? I think for all the listeners, the single biggest thing to hear today, your health is your wealth. We spend our entire lives chasing money. And then there's that point at 52, 58, 64, where we're willing to spend every dollar to our name to get our health back. You can do that today. Your body is the single greatest investment that you can possibly have. It's not an expense. It's not a cost. It is an investment. It is better than any stock, any house, any dividend. Why? Because we only get one. You're going to get more stocks, more houses, more dividends, more payouts, more paychecks, and more jobs. You get one body, yet everyone treats it like a rental. Our bodies are not rentals. We don't get a new one. We don't get to trade it in that I know of yet. But invest in yourself. It is the single greatest thing that you can do. Start out, get your labs done, find a great provider, a great company, love if it could be Vita Bella, and then lean in, listen, make fundamental changes in your life. You will by far be leaps and bounds. Whatever you think is the best case scenario, it's ahead of that. Whatever you think good feels like, that's shit. That's shit. Right. It is so much better than whatever you think great and good feels like. It will be two and three times better than that when you dial in your nutrition, peptides, hormones, sleep. It's just so amazing. I know I longed this one, but it's literally life-changing stuff, and I get excited for it.
Oh, I love it. It makes me excited to talk about it also. So I'm with you. Like, you know, had such a major impact in my life that, like, I talk about it all the time with people. And when people talk about it, I get so excited because I went from, you know, like 0 to 10, you know, so it's like, you know, what a change, you know, it's like every time I see people and they're going through changes and they're complaining that they're fatigued and this and that, I'm like, just go for the hormone therapy, get your blood work done. You know, it's like, you know, it's a no brainer, but some people, it just doesn't go through their head. But you know what, for the people who are listening and want a better life, you know, I think they should go to VitaBella.com and really, you know, look into everything and try the programs because wow, what a difference when you start doing it. It's amazing. Totally amazing. Now, would you be so kind to tell everybody the different services and the products that you guys offer?
Yeah. So we're the largest end-to-end health and wellness membership possible in the market. So weight loss therapy, peptide therapy, hormone therapy, skincare prescription, hair loss therapy. I'm going to redo this again. Ready?
Okay.
Three, two, one. Absolutely stay. So you start out with weight loss. You've got hormone therapy, peptide therapy, cognitive function, anti-aging, injury and recovery, hair loss therapy, and prescription skincare all in one place. Where else can you find something like this? It doesn't exist. Today, you got to go to 2 to 3 different places. And then products that we have. Everything that we do comes from FDA US licensed pharmacies direct to your front door. We have the best doctors, master certified in hormones, master certified in peptides. They are fantastic at anti-aging, longevity, and building muscle and strength in women and in men. And we ship to your door the fastest. I mean, 48 to 72 hours once you get off the phone. There's no salespeople. You're not going to get sold something that you don't need. We're not going to call you like, you know, you should also get this. It's literally an intimate conversation with you and the medical provider for 45 minutes where they build something custom for you and they make recommendations. And then every 90 days, it's included with your membership with VitaBella. You get to check in with us and you get to meet back with your provider again, go through, right? Here's where we used to be. Here's where we are now. And then you get to walk through, make some adjustments, optimize, change anything, add to your protocol. There's so much there and it doesn't stop because it's a journey. Like you'll start with weight, then you're at muscle, then you're at skin. I'm speaking for men only. And then they're like, now I got erectile dysfunction. Now I look good. I feel good. I got energy. My skin looks good. Now I'm going to go out there and win the game. And so then men are, you know, we go here. And so, and if you get hurt, you've got injury and recovery. You know, everybody wants anti-aging and everybody wants cognitive function. NAD plus is literally amazing. And everybody loves it out there. But if it has anything to do with confidence, narcissism, self-esteem, and ego, we bring it to market and we really want to make sure people feel their absolute best.
I love it. I love it. And you know what? When you say erectile dysfunction, for most men, a lot of times it starts as early as 29. So, you know, and the testosterone can help a lot with that, you know, and, you know, it's more common, you know, people don't like to talk about it, but it's something that goes on with, you know, and it's just like women, we go through our changes. Men go through things also. So, you know what? It's great that you have all these things available. It's awesome.
Getting a woman's libido going is a specialty that we have, and testosterone with oxytocin, again, another peptide, they turn the engine back on. So many women are suffering, right? That they don't have the drive, the want, the desire to show up in that way. And it's scary when a woman gets on these products because just it's watch out. It's just watch out. Watch out. Get out of her way. It's tough. It's watch out. She's on the prowl and you know, her upper 40s and 50, and you're like, holy cow, duck. But it's crazy. Thank you so much, Stace, for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Pleasure.
This has been a total pleasure. And once again, just tell everybody your website and where they can find everything.
Absolutely. It's vitabella.com. VitaBella.com. And all of our socials are VitaBella Health, at VitaBella Health on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it, every single handle that's out there. We're happy to have you. We're happy to answer any questions. Reach out to us on the website. You can call us on our hotline, whatever you need. We're just here to serve. We're not here to sell you anything. We're not here to push you in anything. We're here to serve. We're here to educate you and to make you feel amazing. If it's not us, no problem. There's so much business in the world today. Just do something. The yes. choice is making a decision to do something. If we're not the company for you, great. Just find a company that you're excited to work with so that you become the best version of you.
I love it. I love it. This has been awesome, Phil. I thank you so much for being on the show. You're amazing. You truly are. And I love your enthusiasm and I love your knowledge. And you're just an awesome guy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Stace. Appreciate it.
And you have a great day.
You too.